My dearest sister, I don't know if you will ever receive these letters I write, but the nightly task has kept me sane for so long I cannot stop. You would not recognize me, Margaret. I have endured cold, famine, thirst, and want of sleep. I have aged from the fresh-faced boy who left England so long ago. My men respect me, but a captain of a ship can never have friends, and so I suffer alone with my daydreams and fears. They have become fervent and vivid through want of expression. My destination is the seat of frost and desolation, I know, and yet it presents itself to my imagination as a region of beauty and delight. Oh, Margaret, you may think me mad, but out here on the edge of the known world, there is something at work inside me. There is something at work in my soul that I do not understand.
Come.
I'm sorry to disturb you, sir.
Strange events have taken place over the last few days that I can barely bring myself to document.
What is it?
The lieutenant sent me, sir.
I'm busy.
Aye, sir. Spotted from the forecastle deck and the main topmast.